Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston was one of the first stops Mandela made on his worldwide tour after he was freed from prison. WBUR's Steve Brown covered that visit in June of 1990 and provides this recollection.
I am very happy to be in Boston.
And Boston was very happy to have Nelson Mandela come to town on a warm Saturday. Just 4 months after being released from a South African prison, Mandela, perhaps the most noted political prisoner in the world, was welcomed by throngs of enthusiastic Bostonians at several stops around the city. For Mandela, the visit was personal. His daughter and her family came to Boston while he was in prison, a fact he admitted at first caused him some anxiety.
But I was soon assured, and this anxiety disappeared when I became aware that the leaders and the people of Boston stood behind our family and took over the task of being parents to my children.
Mandela offered some parental advice of his own. He addressed a packed gymnasium at Madison Park High School in Roxbury, telling the crowd of mostly young people he was concerned about the large number of dropouts, both in South Africa and in the United States.
This is a very disturbing situation because the youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow.
It was indeed a very exciting and momentous day for the city of Boston when we were honored with the presence of Nelson Mandela.
Boston City Councilor Charles Yancey was among those on stage with Mandela that afternoon.
Nelson Mandela was very warm and compassionate, and in his own way, very humble. And he had this common touch. He was able to communicate with any and everyone.
Yancey says the city needed and benefited from Mandela's visit. At the time, Boston was still healing from strained race relations, a product of forced busing 15 years before. After meeting with the students at Madison Park High School, Mandela headed to the Kennedy Library, where he met with members of the Kennedy family, including Senator Ted Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Mandela thanked them for the support he received over the years.
We know them for their deep commitment to the struggle against apartheid in South Africa, a commitment which was not just a mere question of words, a commitment which they tried to back up through action.
The highlight of the day came when Mandela was greeted by an estimated 250,000 people on the Charles River Esplanade.
My delegation, my wife and I are deeply moved by the warmth and love your magnificent city has so generously accorded us.
Ray Flynn was mayor at the time and will never forget the moment.
It was the first time that I recall standing and looking out a massive audience and seeing white and black, young and old, people from the neighborhoods, people from the suburbs. It was almost like a Celtics celebration, only this had a greater significance than even that.
Flynn says another reason Mandela came to Boston was because it was one of the first cities in the United States to divest of investments in companies doing business with the apartheid-supporting government of South Africa. Mandela wrapped up his visit to Boston with a fundraiser for anti-apartheid efforts before heading to Washington, D.C. for a visit with then-President George H.W. Bush. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.